You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We've had a great show today because we're going to be talking about some trends, things happening in the restaurant world, things happening in Brevard. I can tell you I've got from marketing from the city, Gina is doing the Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride. Last I heard, she was on Fisk Avenue. I don't know about you guys, but the snowboards are back early because let me tell you, the roads are packed. I got Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, hello,
The roads have been packed.
Yeah.
Accident, which brings me to, I don't know if I talked about this last week, because my daughter and her boyfriend literally were on a 95 going 75 miles an hour on Saturday night and 1:30 in the morning, and somebody beans into the back of them, totaling his car. How he kept control of it, I mean, it's like truly... You know, I thank God that they were okay. They didn't get hurt. But the person hit them and took off. Fortunately, her car was so smashed also that she only made it a half a football field away. 50 yards away, the police got her. And no remorse. No, I'm sorry. And totally underinsured. My kids end up in the hospital. My daughter's got, you know, concussion and... This person's not insured enough to cover anything, including the car or rental for this young man. This is how our streets are becoming. Every day we hear of a fatality on 95. It's getting bad. Now, do you have to drive in far when you come into the studio?
No, I come from Merritt Island.
Okay, so that's not so bad.
Not too bad.
But it's bumper to bumper.
Some mornings it's really bad.
So is it the snowbirds are back early? Is it... We're getting overpopulated. What is it?
I think we're getting overpopulated.
I think we're getting overpopulated.
Yeah.
And I know in Melbourne, they're building all these really quick, like out in Vieira. Oh my gosh, the like apartments going up. And they're all called luxury apartments. And I got to tell you, some of them are really nice. Like the Marisol, I've been there. It's like staying in a posh hotel. I mean, it's cool.
There's several of them going around here too. There's like one here on US 1. That's being built right there.
And let me tell you, you're renting something, you're paying the price.
Oh, yeah.
It's outrageous. So I've got, it's funny, it's the same people that just got smashed in that car. They're looking for a home. You know, they're 22 years old. They want to be out on their own with another friend. You have to have, I don't know what the criteria is. It's like three times what you make a week to get in there. You got to pay this $100 just for them to check your credit, which I think is sort of a scam. I think they're checking a whole bunch of people when they have no hopes of, which brings me to, I know of a house in Indy Atlantic that seriously has been for rent forever because they make their living taking applications. Everybody puts in an application, they get $80. They have no, and then they'll call them up and go, I'm really sorry, we had a better candidate than you.
There should be no charge for any credit checks or any applications.
So, well, let's go back to that because I always say put your foot on the other person's shoe, you know, your feet in the other person's shoes. When I do any kind of credit check, it costs me $40, anywhere between $35 and $40. When I do for work or anything like that, yeah, we're paying. So do I just take that fee on because I want to make sure that it's the right person for me? I mean, I think that might be the answer.
That's true.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're not qualified and you're wasting my time, you should pay for it. I don't know. This is a toughie. Let's just look at that. We're renting a place, okay? The people come in. We want to make sure they're qualified.
Right.
Okay, so we're paying for it. But what if we do 20 people and they're totally, all of them are unqualified? We better make them pay. I think we better make them pay, maybe. There we go. We just solved one problem in the world.
Yeah, solved.
Let's split it 50-50. Maybe we should split it 50-50. There's a Christian answer.
Well, that to me is more realistic.
Okay.
Okay? Because, you know, that person applying for the job.
And how about a drug test? We pay for the drug test.
Yeah.
But I say, if you come up negative, though, or positive, I mean, you should pay for it. Because you just wasted my time and my money. So if you know that you're going to fail a drug test, don't even take it. I love, now here's the modern world of employment. People will say, could we wait 2 weeks before you take that test?
No.
Don't even worry about it.
There's a flag right there, red flag.
Don't even worry about it, okay? I'll see you later, another day, another place.
Right.
So that brings me to, because, you know, all these, and I'm not going to say all these young people. We talked about it on the show. I have people my age or older who are going back to the patchouli and smoking pot.
It's a variety of ages. It's just not one age.
I'm telling you, maybe everybody will get happy.
Well, we need to get happy.
You know, mine is, what's the word when you do something, like, you know how they give you an aspirin, but it's really just like nothing. It's just the shape of a pill, but there's really no chemicals
in
it.
Right.
Okay. A placebo effect. Is that what it's called? Okay. So I'm just going to eat gummies that have nothing in them. So maybe that I'll feel better.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't want any drugs in it.
It's just
yeah.
the thing of doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to eat gummies. Somebody send me gummies, but make sure there's no THC or anything in them. And I'm going to act a lot better.
Right.
I might dance on the table, for God's sake.
Oh boy.
So it's become strange out there. Everything's different. We've got more people on the road. People are crashing. Yeah. Last night, my car, Jennifer, was driving in it, and US 1, Panita, four motorcycles, pulls up to the side. She's got John's little ones with her, okay? And they took some kind of glove on their hand, like metal glove or something, and broke my mirror right off of my vehicle. Smash it. I'm sure it's over $1,000 damage. Called the police. They said that was the fourth vehicle that these people had done that to, but they couldn't get them. Hello, police, sheriffs, do your job.
Got to be somebody out there that knows something about.
So, you know what? Let's just put that out there to the universe here in Brevard. If you know somebody who was, you know, I think they call them crotch rockets. They're the fast motorcycles, not like the Harley, because you would not see anybody driving a Harley doing something like this, okay? This is punks. Punks on bikes. Come up, smash it. You know what? Own it. Call me and pay for my vehicle and say, oh, Kim, I'm oh so sorry. Repent, repent.
Right, exactly.
I think it's terrible, truly. I mean, on a minimum, you know, you got a deductible, $1,000. It's going to be $1,000 fix because your punk butt felt like hitting my mirror with two little girls in the car, by the way.
Yep.
Hello, hello, Gina. I'm on a rant already. You know, you didn't get here fast enough.
I got her started.
I'm on a Kim rant I'm talking about, and this will fit right in. Gina's in the house.
Gina is.
So I was saying Gina's on Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride in because traffic is crazy.
I have no idea what has happened in the world.
So we were just talking about that. Is it population happening? Is it the snowbirds are back early? It's snowing up north.
I think it's population.
It's snowing.
I'd want to get out of the snow, too.
You know what? It's snowing up north. The first time I would see a few things, I would go, oh, that's beautiful. Let's go.
Well, it could be a combo.
Let's get out of here.
It could be a combination, but I think it's population as well.
And, you know, my brother came in this week. Keith's back. Keith's back in Florida here. And so I can tell you, people from the North drive crazy, too, because he drives crazy. Crazy.
I'm from the North.
I know.
Just
but,
saying.
But you're from the East. You're from the East.
I'm from the Mid-Atlantic.
The Mid-Atlantic.
Which is, you know, Delmarva.
Delmarva.
We are a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, like everybody says, New York drivers are terrible drivers.
Delaware is the worst.
So I have a philosophy on the New York thing. It's because they don't drive all that much. Like, we drive every day wherever we're going. In New York, you have other transportation. You're hopping in a cab at the corner because you're only going down five streets. But if you were walking, it would take, or if you were driving in your own car, it would take you forever.
I think it's the mentality, because if you've ever been a pedestrian in New York City, which I have been.
Yeah.
It's like even when the little walk signs come on, it's almost like something clicks in their brains that how many points will that get them? Yeah. They're not stopping. They're aiming at you. Whereas, like, I'm from Maryland, and the law is that pedestrians have the right of way. Whether people push that limit or not is up to them. But normally, you know, you're going to make it across the street as a pedestrian. In New York, not so much.
Have you been to Gatlinburg?
I have not.
Okay, so Gatlinburg's a cool little town because it used to be before the never-ending global warming. Okay, controversy. But before global warming, there was a lot of snow there. It was snow a lot, and there it was a ski resort. You had the ski lifts all over the place. You could go from one end of Gatlinburg to the other end of Gatlinburg, which you can still do, only there's no snow. Okay, but at the crosswalks, it says, hit a pedestrian, it's like $50. Hit a duck, it's $500. $500.
Oh, the world.
Seriously.
Yes, yes.
The world.
I took pictures of it because I was like, is it worse if you hit a duck than a human? This is the craziest thing
ever. When I was there.
We should do that on the beach. So, now do you drive A1A a lot?
Pretty often.
Which A1A, you know, which has been which runs all the way to Maryland, Atlantic's First Avenue. Because I know in Ocean City, it's A1A. Okay, Avenue.
I guess
A1A.
I don't remember.
And A1A is Atlantic's First Avenue, the first street in the universe. I don't know why it starts on the right instead of the left, but now it is now Jimmy Buffett Boulevard or something. Have you noticed that?
No.
Yes, A1A is no longer.
I didn't know they officially changed it.
They changed the name. I hate when they do that.
I don't understand that, though.
Me neither.
Why isn't it like, you know, Tom Petty Highway or Leonard Skinner Highway?
Yeah.
I mean,
or
we're talking
the Doors.
Big
the guy
acts,
from the Doors
right?
was in my.
Yeah,
well,
he was born here. Like,
yeah, he was
one
born
little
here.
Brief thing.
What about the surfer from Cocoa Beach?
Yeah. Or the comedian. Yeah. What's the redheaded comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
He went to Cocoa.
Achy Breaky Heart hung out here too on A1A. I mean, yeah, we've had a lot of people. Jimmy Buffett.
I don't
For some
get
reason,
it.
Jimmy Buffett got the road. I hate when they change a name. I know even like Airport Road,
Martin Luther King,
not saying anything bad about him whatsoever, but please, it's the airport. Leave it called Airport Road so I know where I'm going. You know, it's like, why do we have to do this? I went to Hollywood, Florida. I lived at 21st and Lee Street in Hollywood for a brief time in my life. I went with my kids and I was going to show them the street's gone because there's no more Lee Street because he was a general and it was, you remember they did away with some of the
history.
Presidents.
Yeah.
They changed history. It's like, they don't need to do that. We could make it an example. We don't actually need to disappear, right?
Right.
We could make an example and go, oh.
You just have to
you keep
learn.
The history.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, history repeats itself.
You know, you know, I've been on my soapbox
in
the year at the school board because I'm all about me selecting what my children read, not somebody else. Leave the books there. I read, what is it, Mark Twain. I'm all right. I think I'm all right. Maybe I'm not. Gina, how was your week? We had
a grandbaby.
Yeah. So last Tuesday, this is the best reason anybody has ever had for canceling a show at the last minute. I wasn't even angry. I was like, oh, you go, girl. You're going to be a grandma.
That's right.
You're
going to
be.
Right.
Yeah. So you had a daughter, a granddaughter.
Yes, I have a granddaughter.
That is
Her
so
name is
awesome.
Aislinn Noel.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
She's so
different.
Perfect.
Where'd you come up with that one? Where'd they come up with that?
If I told you, you would probably giggle.
Okay.
But
I want to giggle.
Daddy, the daddy's name begins with an A. So they wanted an A name.
Okay.
His nickname is Ace.
Okay.
Let's just say I'm lucky her name is not Ace. It was a compromise, and they came up with Acelyn. And at first, I was like,
oh, I like that. No,
but
I like that,
you know,
that,
it's
though.
Grown on me, and yeah. she's, I'll show you pictures. She's
She looks like an Acelyn.
Yes, and my daughter's middle name is Noelle. And because she was due around the holidays, you know, she was due actually yesterday.
That's, wow.
But Monday night, I had this feeling, and I said, I want you all to come, and we can take this Christmas picture, because we do a family picture every year, and we do, like, a funny one, and we do our serious one. And this year, we didn't even have time to get the pajamas. I just said, wear a Christmas T-shirt or a holiday T-shirt, and let's do this. They all came over Monday night, and we got the funniest picture of everyone, like, with her belly going,
oh,
you know,
and then it's gone.
It
yeah.
And that night before I went to bed, and I went to bed late, it was probably 12:45, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got a text message that said, I always text my kids, night, love you. I got a text message back, just so you know,
you pushed
it
out of her.
I think my water broke, and we're going to go to the hospital just to make sure.
Well, that's pretty cool, and certainly the best reason and best excuse, because I get a lot of them at last minute, but that was a good one. And with that being said, you were with me this weekend. We had the market, and you were a photographer there.
Yes, I was.
You were taking pictures. You know, to me, the coolest part of the holiday market is that people can come with their cell phones and take pictures of the kids. I got great pictures of my kids because, you know, my one's 19 now. I might never get her in another Santa Claus picture with the little one. They're too cool. They're whatever. I got them both in a picture. But when you go to the mall, it's like $1 billion now to get your picture taken. And your setting was better. You know, Patty did an awesome job.
Did you see
my
the pictures?
I didn't see any of yours.
Look, I'm going to toot my horn.
Okay, toot your horn, girl.
I'm in love with the pictures I did this year.
Okay.
So every year I used to take my kids to Millennium Mall. And I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have. I love
that
Millennium
Santa
Mall.
That Santa was amazing. Well, we're talking years.
And
I had
the
consecutive
tree was huge.
Pictures.
Yes.
So I watched them. And I always paid attention to how they got the kids to make facial expressions. Uh-huh. And how the pictures weren't like standing back 10 feet. Direct, full shot, far away.
Yeah, you look like a photographer
there,
man.
And I've done this every year, and I swear, Patty chose the best background next to Santa's costume or outfit or
And I love the bench. It was a bench.
It was
cool.
Perfect.
You were there, Danny.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
He popped next to it. Look, I posted everything. I edited them all and posted
yesterday.
Is
everything posted at
Play
City
Melbourne? Of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf Facebook page.
Okay. Let's talk about it. What's coming up? I got to tell you, we're going to be careful about what we say today because we're running this show next Tuesday also. I have three events on the same day next Tuesday. And I have three events, and I have to clone myself somehow to be.
Okay.
I'm going to at least do two of them in one location.
So everyone's going to hear about my grandbaby twice.
And everybody's going to get to hear about that. And we're not going to talk about any. We do have our, you know, people like the Melbourne Seafood and stuff, but we're not going to date it because we're gonna just tell people, especially like Harley Davidson, we're going to give them a number this week and they're going to call.
Cool.
And we're going to tell them what's happening in December, though. But what do you got looking at here? What are you working on? What's exciting?
We have the Christmas in the Park coming up December 13th.
Okay.
At the Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center right there at the complex.
You need me to do anything?
I don't think so, because I'll tell you what, it's a free event for the public, and it is full. We have Palm Bay High School Band and Chorus, the Mount Moriah Church Choir, Love Inc. Church, New Restoration Church, Praise Dancers, etc. Like, I mean, more.
Every church around,
he's working on the list.
Okay.
So we have lots of performances.
And is this a fundraiser of some kind?
It is not.
It is not.
It's just
for
fun community event.
It's for fun.
So the food will
be
distributed.
Like the Purple Hats.
Yes. We love that. Eddie Lee Taylor Association, along with the City of Melbourne, will be giving out the food.
Do we know who Eddie Taylor is? Who is Eddie Taylor? Do we know?
Yes.
I don't know. Why don't I know? Let's educate me and everybody.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we talk about some of our parks and some of the people that they're named after?
All right.
I'll put that together for you.
I want to do that. That would be cool.
All right.
So coming in the future.
He was a great community leader in the area. He loved the community. He did a lot for it, and he was a very successful
man.
And
that's the only one, really, because I mean, that's in the past 6 months, I keep hearing Eddie Lee, and they've asked me to do a couple things over there. And I was like, where is it, and what is it? And yeah,
I will work on that for you.
That'd be awesome.
We can do that.
I think that's a good thing for Brevard, too.
I agree.
Let us know. Yeah.
I agree. Let's see what else we have. We have face painting, arts and crafts for the kids. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there.
Cool.
Delta Sigma Theta will be giving out books and toys on a first-come, first-serve basis. Club Esteem will be handling the kids zone area. So that's where we have like the games and all the fun stuff for the kids. So that's a great event.
Okay.
It's an awesome community event. And I just had
And then again, that was December
6 to 9
13th,
p.m.
right?
December 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center. And then it's January. So we'll have Touch a Truck. You know all about Touch a Truck.
Yep, Touch a Truck Saturday, January 25th. See, touch, explore, honk, ride through a course. And I got to tell you, the obstacle course is cool. It's cute. They get into little cars and they go along stuff. It's ages 2 to 10 can ride on the cars.
Yes.
That event is 9 to 12, right?
Yep, and the quiet time is 9 to 10 a.m. So if you
time for sensory issue. How does that, you know, because I was in the concession, do you get a lot of people for the sensory?
I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of comments on the Facebook about it.
Okay.
There are a lot of people out there looking for specific events that have something for their kids that are sensitive.
And you know, I have one of those.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to give them a time to enjoy this as well. So that's from 9 to 10.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I know even in our house, like, she's getting much better. But when she was little, no lights, no sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so it's
it's
horns
important.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's just $1 for the ride-through course, and that's ages 2 to 10.
And everybody, that's at the Melbourne Auditorium on Hibiscus. You can call 321-608-7420 if you need more information. And, of course, do they do the email? Which email would they look at if they had questions or anything?
I want to say it's play.melbourne or play Melbourne. I'll look it up.
Because we've got auditorium at MLB.
Oh, at the auditorium, yeah. Or they can always call. They can always call for more information.
Yep.
And go to our Facebook. Everything is listed in the events on our Facebook, and I promote them constantly. So it's City of Melbourne Parks Recreation Golf.
And, you know, Touch a Truck's cool, though. Danny, have you been to that one? Let me tell you, they've got like the riot mobile out there with the police. The police are out there. It's a fun day with them. They've got their trailer, you know, doing snow cones and stuff and giving away little stickers and things. But they've got every city truck out there from
utilities, facilities, fire trucks. Yeah, it's really cool.
I have my rocket in the parking lot.
Corolla will be there.
Yeah, that's right. After that, is there anything before the father and daughter dance?
So, yes, actually, we're going backwards because
I
didn't realize that because I had myself out of order.
Okay.
But we'll go backwards. So, the 20th of January is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay. So, what are we doing for that?
So, that's at the Joseph N. Davis Community Center. It's Monday, January 20th from 1 to 5. Free entry. There'll be live music, basketball games, performances, and food. And that's at 2547 Grant Street in Melbourne.
Okay. And where's Grant? What's the site?
It is,
the big streets? Is Babcock?
It's off of, this will be closer to US 1.
Okay.
If you're heading south on US 1, just past downtown Melbourne, you turn right on Jackson.
Okay.
And then left on Grant Street.
Got you.
And or you can get there from university.
Okay.
It's between
now,
university
Now, do you do all these events? You're at all these events?
I try to stop by.
I was gonna say, you stay busy.
I will be, oh, I know. I will be at Touch a Truck, definitely. And I will most likely be at Martin Luther King Day. And I don't go to the rummage sales except if my husband wants to look for records.
Yeah.
But we do have one of those on January 11th.
You have a rummage sale.
Yes, we have a huge indoor rummage sale.
Okay.
At the O'Galley Civic Center, and that's Saturday, January 11th from 8 to 1. It's on Highland Avenue in the EGAD.
January 11th. Do I have that?
Free to attend.
Don't.
It's sold out, so there are lots of vendors there.
Okay, that's the rummage sale.
And then, yes, then we get into February with tons of spring events.
I love the father-daughter dance. I do. Yeah.
And yes, I'm always there.
Yeah. So I don't know food-wise what we're doing this year. I think we have a new theme. Somebody mentioned the theme, and I went, oh, that'll be cool. We can come up with something like that. I'm doing a Grinch theme. This year, everybody wants to do a Grinch theme. So I've got red and green drinks. But food-wise, I just can't do green eggs and ham. I don't know what to do food-wise. I'm at a stump, and I got to come up with this, like, by December 2nd. Green food. See, it's interesting sometimes. 321-437-1567 gets you the What's Cooking in the 321 phone line. You can text us. You can text me while I'm on the air. We don't answer the phone on there because you might yell at me and make me cry before my show is over. Danny came to the marketplace, and you had something that others didn't have. You had my Cy Ginsberg pastrami sandwich.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
So we need to, do you like deli? Delicatessen?
I do.
So, I mean, this is the real true delicatessen on marble rye, old school way. You opted out of that sauerkraut. Because, you know, the
I'm
Reuben, I know, you know, some aren't. But we're going to be doing a deli day. So if you like deli food, we're going to have the corned beef and pastrami for the orchestra. The orchestra is coming in on December 18th and 19th. Maestro Mark will be here in the studio, of course, on that Tuesday the 17th, talking about what he's got planned for those two events. We're hoping to have everybody shows up in their matching pajamas. It's pretty cool. The families come in matching pajamas. And we do a lot of kids' food. But that night, we're going to be pushing come early, stay late. We're feeding you, and we're feeding you deli food. So we'll even have some good hot dogs for the kids.
Sounds good.
Yes. It's not kosher. I could bless it, I guess. And go as close as I can.
Kim's kosher.
Kim's That's kosher. Right. Kim's
air
kosher.
Quotes.
That's right. Air quotes.
Right.
You can't see it here on the radio, but air quotes. Right. Kim's kosher delicatessen at the Melbourne Auditorium. I'm actually looking forward to that because it's one of the things that is talked about on that What's Cooking? What is it? What's Eating in 321? The Brevard Eats.
Brevard Eats.
Brevard Eats.
Yeah, I think so.
Which was wonderful. That was actually Florida Today, Lynn Dowling and Susie Fleming that started that site. And I think they're like 40 bazillion people in now. And it's getting a little, to me, brutal. Mm. You know, they're trashing. They trashed Scott's on Fifth the other night. And I had, which was funny because I ate there the night before. And I was thinking to myself, this place is so cool. You know, have you ate? Did you say you ate there?
I have not. Remember,
okay,
I
gotta
said
try
I need
that,
to,
yeah.
Yes. But I've had so much with the baby.
And it is, but it's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
And it smells good all what's in there. And Scott's food is outrageously different than anywhere and awesome. But somebody put, somebody wrote, what's the most romantic restaurant in town for me and my husband go? And they put, you know, people were putting the Yellow Dog and, you know.
The Normals.
You are. Just the normal, yeah. And then somebody put Scott's. And then somebody wrote, she put, no, it smells, and it's the 1970s. There's like disco balls and glitter all over, but that's Scott. I mean, of course, 10 minutes later, Scott's on the phone with me. Did you see I have a hater? It's like,
that's actually a
like,
blessing
it's all
sometimes,
good.
You know.
You need one or two.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all good,
you
Scott.
You haven't hit the big time until
yeah,
you've had a hit,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Oh, then I must be huge.
So my phone must hear me talk about him. And we've been friends on Facebook for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how it happened, but we've never met in person. But now that we've talked, it's like his feed is all over my Facebook.
So I'm going to have him on the show with you.
Awesome.
It'll be hilarious because you two will be hilarious together. I love when Hank comes. We call him the legal department because he keeps me and Scott clean. But we just have so much fun. And I love their – I don't even remember. I had something different the other day because I usually get filet, but – he actually said to me, he came over and he goes, something fell in the pot by accident, but it tastes really good. And I go, I'll take two. And, you know, that's how I ordered there. So, yeah, so Scott's got a hater, and it's okay, Scott. Scott, it's okay to have a
it's
hater.
Okay.
You're not going out of business. You're still going to have people trying to get in, you know, this month to come eat. So, yeah, it's okay to have a hater. So how about you? Have you dined anywhere good lately? You eat at home.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to be honest. I am having a wisdom tooth issue.
Ooh.
So it's been
soft
really
food.
It's been really acting up, and I'm actually having surgery Monday. So next Tuesday's a no for me. I'm sorry, because I will be
so we will not
laid
be here next
up.
Tuesday?
Okay, you're right. You
yeah,
just said that.
We're not.
Perfect.
So you don't even have to call out. You don't have to call out sick.
To.
You don't have to call
so
out wisdom.
I haven't been going anywhere.
You don't
have
to tell me
anywhere.
Some story like you're going to become, you know, be
no
a grandma
babies,
again.
No more babies.
How many grandkids you got?
This is my first one.
Well, just one. That's huge then.
Yes.
We definitely would love it. If it was the third kid, it'd be like, so what? You already have
right.
two. Make it to the studio.
Right.
Get the studio on time. You know, so we were talking about, though, when we came in, do you know anything about real estate?
A little.
Okay. Because we were talking about, is it the snowbirds here?
Yeah.
Is it the too many people are moving here, the population? Do you see all these apartments going up?
Oh,
all
like
over.
Crazy. I don't know that that's a good thing either.
No,
when you pile
I don't like
people
it.
On top of one another
yeah.
and don't give them any me time.
And have you looked at some of the pricing?
Yes,
and I mean, I'm
I
not
have children
cheap.
In their 20s. I know.
Okay, so there's what it is. Because, you know, I have a 19-year-old, 22-year-old that are looking right now to get out of mom's house. And so they need, first of all, you need to make three times what you
mm-hmm.
make a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is people live week to week. Young people, you know, and then you need this first, last, and security.
Mm-hmm.
And then the credit check. I love this one. $80, $100. And
mm-hmm.
then there's some of them that I swear they're just taking the credit check
yes,
money.
They are.
And then they'll call and go, no, I'm sorry. We had a better candidate. Show me that. Show me where that was. Where was the negative credit? Because my kid has no negative credit. She has no credit, period.
Well, that's the problem.
And that's
the
worst
enough
thing.
Credit.
That's,
but,
yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
But I'm just saying, it's like, I want to see, because I think it's a racket.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible what's happening.
Yeah.
And you know what really scares me is that they're plywood. They're
yes.
literally
and they're going
framed.
Up in,
oh, yeah.
It's like they're going up in 2 days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was a place I used to always laugh, and it's standing, and it's been there for years, but it was one of the first places that sort of went up in walls. It's at Panita and US 1, and it was a place that literally one wall went up and then another wall went up, four walls. It's like throw a ceiling on and they're done. And the place is still standing, but I always said that's pretty like prefab walls.
Yeah, them walls got to be pretty thin. You probably
yeah.
could hear
everything
the neighbor's doing. You
know? I can't
so
live like that.
No.
I yeah. live in a condo. You cannot hear the people over, under, or anywhere, and I don't have anyone to the
yeah.
left of me.
My mom lived in the Barringers. On the beach.
Okay,
back
that's
when
a nice
my
place.
Parents,
yeah,
they were
nice
building
place.
Them, and my parents bought when they were building them,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And at the time, I mean, fortunately, I've grown in houses, but at the
yeah.
time, it was bigger than my house.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like 2,500 square feet.
As well, because I lived at the Jade Palm.
Right.
So, I, you know, and I'm back there now. I'm
yeah.
I'm back over there. I'm like two buildings away from that one.
Yeah.
And
that was a block building. It was
yeah,
solid.
We're solid block. Yeah.
Yeah, but now. These buildings that they're building out here now,
no.
the, all these apartment buildings are all wood.
Yeah.
It's
so in Vieira, that's a thing.
Crazy.
But they're luxury apartments.
It's resort living.
Resort living. But I sort of like that. I like resort living.
Yeah, but
I, like that
I don't want to pay $2,300 a month
yes.
to live in a
shoebox. In a one-bedroom
exactly.
studio.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nope. I'm staying on the ocean there because I got to see, you know, I moved in, I don't know, 3 months ago, but I got to see the rocket go up at night. I did get up at 5:20 in the morning to do that, but it was worth it.
She has to
it
sit on a milk
cool.
crate to do it, but it's okay.
I still don't have furniture, you guys. So, okay, so I am taking a little heat. You know, Jennifer's like, I've been telling you Thanksgiving's coming and the kids need a place to sit, and I'm like, tell them all to bring a beanbag chair.
Oh, good.
There's no, yeah, I have a couch. My outdoor table's still inside. God is my witness, I still have a Lay's potato chip box as a nightstand next to my bed. I'm telling you, the part that doesn't bother me is none of it bothers me.
You need some folding tables.
Huh? But it doesn't. So that's what Jennifer said. Jennifer
TV
goes,
trays.
We need them TV trays
yeah.
that used to click on
yeah.
the other
mm-hmm.
side.
Yeah.
I think we should do that and then get the, like, Stouffer's peas with the turkey and which was, like, the first, I think that was the first TV dinner out.
So Todd and I are the opposite because we just got a Lazy Boy reclining sofa sectional. And so we lay on it. We immediately lay back and it's like we turn into zombies. We can't get up.
Sounds like my seat.
We can't move.
My couch.
We look at each other. We're like, this is so great.
So I can't get up. I did the same thing. I got the couch that rocks. Both sides rock at different times. And then the other one. And now, you know, your furniture is all built so you can charge your phones and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, it's sitting in my, like, phone to hit the send button. Everything I got is LED and lit up because I'm ultra modern. I am. With my Lay's potato chips box,
right.
maybe I'll put some LED on my Lay's potato chips box, and no, it doesn't even bother me. I had the girls over a couple of weeks ago, and because I had told them, because you know I was at her bazillion-dollar house down in Melbourne Beach, and there was, you know, most of them were business owners, what have you, and they said we need to do this at your house next time. I go no, because I have a Lay's potato chips box. So the next thing, they all showed up at my house. I didn't even care. I was like, that's right. You guys just go on in my bedroom. Go take a look. I wasn't lying. It's a Lay's potato chip box. It's a red one, though. It's cool. It's got a little color. So, and then there's something called Temu. You know what Temu is?
Have you seen my earrings?
See?
It's Temu.
So I wasn't quite sure of Temu, but so Jennifer has decked my home out with Temu stuff.
Yes. China has all your data now, but it's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So probably Temu. Yeah, that sounds pretty Chinese. But
yeah.
So because I'm not a knick-knacky person, there's nothing. There's no knick-knacks. There's no plants. There's no, you know, there's nothing that I would have to dust in my home. Just walls. Just give me four walls. I do like art, so art on the walls is good. But speaking of art, I did the Derek Gore, another night there, and where my bar is, he had four bar pictures in back of my bar. I had
Very
to have
cool.
them. No, they're $2,200 a piece.
He's
I'm
a
like,
man.
Oh, no. I know. They're beautiful though. Mm-hmm.
I have his prints. Like he used to design graphic art for promotional posters for rock bands. So I have, a Beastie Boys.
That's so
and
cool. And were
Led
they
Zeppelin.
Like the collage things? What is
signed.
That called? Where he literally takes pieces of magazines. You
well,
remember?
It's not like that because these are promotional posters,
okay.
But they're, you know, graphics of his posters. So it's like a copy
and
of a copy. But
he's
yeah,
awesome,
he's amazing.
Though.
He's a collagist.
He's amazing.
Yes.
What is it? A collagist? Is that what
guess,
it's called?
Yeah.
That's a new word on
I
Kim.
Don't even know how he sees the vision of it with
it
these
is
little
so cool.
pieces of. It's
you know,
phenomenal.
let's just put this out there to the world for him. The Derek Gore, it's downtown Highland Avenue,
Egalley
Arts District. Mm-hmm. And like Kitty Corner from FM, one of my favorite pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
But it is some of the coolest art ever. Those collage things, what is that the word? Is that the word you just said? Collage?
I guess that's what you'd call it.
I mean, I remember when we were in school, we'd have to take magazines mm-hmm. and newspapers and cut little squares and then make pictures with them. But I'm telling you, this is unreal, the stuff he does. You and your wife need to stop
just
that
Google
way.
Him.
Yeah. It's so
it's
cool.
Awesome.
So I can't get a print of them because mine, it's like brushed metal. He's literally done this on brushed metal and it looks like a martini glass.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very cool. So anybody that wants to buy Kim a Christmas present, it's at the Derek Gore Art
Derek Gore's Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Derek Gore's Gallery. It's the bar pictures. I need both of them, please. I need the matching set. I got a couple things happening. One, you know we are here because Melbourne Seafood loves
yep.
us and wants us to be here and sponsors the show, every single show we do. He is still got his bowls. You did eat there. You still
have
it.
I had before. I've had lunch, yes.
So,
I've had that great $10 lunch special a couple times.
You better get on your phone right now and try to get that free meal that we're giving out. Donna Grigsby won the last one. Do you know Donna? Because she does a lot of – she's an officiant for weddings in our area. She also decorates. But Melbourne Seafood has their bowls, their – boils, their family meal deals, Their lunch specials are still under $9.95. They've got kid meals for $6. They give military discounts, and they have daily specials. Make sure you stop into one of the Melbourne seafood stations. I like the one down in downtown. Is that Strawbridge or New Haven? I never could tell because on one, if you're going like US 1, you're on New Haven.
It should be Strawbridge because Strawbridge. City Hall is on
Strawbridge.
On New Haven.
So we've got a couple other things. We have the 5th annual Brevard. It's let's see if you've ever done this one, the Holiday Tour of Historic Homes.
No, but I want to.
Okay, so this could go in with your show that we're going to do of all of the different civic centers, why their names on it, who gave it, why they did that. Because these historic homes, I almost have to blow this up. I do because I'm getting old and I can't. Let me just see here. Okay. There's a lighthouse. Did you know there's the Canaveral Lighthouse?
Yes.
There's the Green Gables.
Yes.
Where's that? What is
it's
that?
It's right near downtown Melbourne. It's very. We're actually doing an event with them.
Is that
I'll get
the
you
old house they moved?
Green no, Gables. That's that. That's that. She was a plastic surgeon. I cannot remember her name.
I remember this. And they moved it. But it was in Melbourne Beach, right?
Like no, it was Park? On, like, right as you were going to cross over the causeway down by Front
yes,
Street.
Yes, and they picked this house up and
picked
moved
it. Picked it up and moved
that's
it.
That's so wild. The Pritchard House. You know, the house that I love to see is still off of O'Galley there.
Rossner.
The Rossner House. Yeah. It's very cool. But it looks like it used to have, like, the scary, like, cemetery type looking thing
it's,
with
it's
gates.
There.
It's a family cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah,
yeah.
It's there.
Do you know of that?
No, I don't it's know that.
You know what? That's really cool. That's a cool little area there. Older homes, little, but I love it. I love it all the same. So anyways, that's the 5th annual Holiday Tour of Historic Homes. You can call 321-254-9855 and get all of the information on that. It's running December 6th through the 8th and again through the 13th to 15th. You should catch that.
I'm and thinking then, my oldest daughter is a very old soul. She loves that stuff. And I'm thinking
my kid's an old soul.
Nice
too.
Little outing with the son-in-law and my daughter.
Old souls are cool. Like Haley's an old
yeah,
soul.
And then we
yeah.
can go to, you know, Lord's Library and
oh yeah, I love Lord's
hang
Library.
Out.
Except they keep kicking me out.
Uh-oh.
They keep kicking me out for not being in the right attire.
Proper attire.
Oh goodness.
It just said Nike. Seriously? Come on. Come on. Come on, Ethan. Okay, we've got here's something very cool. Atlantic Mortgage Services. Dan and Deb have been there since 1989 doing mortgages and helping people. So if you're young out there and forget these high rent things, you can literally go to Dan, give him all your info, and he will set you up and groom you for the proper mortgage so that you can buy instead of rent. The Dan and Deb, they're on I don't know if I should say they're on A1A or if they're on Jimmy Buffett Parkway now. I don't even know. It's in Satellite Beach there by Lowe's, just north of Lowe's. Their number is real easy. It's 321-777-3199. I can tell you this, though. They've got a really cool it's a new loan that is, like, for you and I, if we had in-laws that we didn't want to live with, they have a new mortgage out there so that we can put them in a home.
Oh.
Not a home. Mm-hmm. Like we say, you're going to my kids always say, don't worry, Mom, Sunnydale will be fine. We'll come visit you at Sunnydale once a month. This is so that you can actually get them a house and get a mortgage, not messing with your mortgage. But Dan has a new plan that he's dying to tell everybody about.
Rates are coming down, too.
So we close finally on the 6th of next month. On you know, my son's been living in my house forever, and it's going to be his on the 6th. So I'm happy. I hope that he gets engaged soon.
Hint.
I know. I love his girlfriend, Jenny. And it's like, come on, put a ring on it. You got the house.
And move forward.
You got the house. You got the truck. You know, you got. He works in North Grumman. He's got a good job. Just put a ring on it.
Seal the deal.
Seal the deal. That's right. Mom, don't. I'm old fashioned. You can't be living together. Forever. The Space Coast Harley-Davidson, our Space Coast Harley-Davidson has been doing some appreciation parties for the customers. They're at 1440 Sportsman. Have you been out there? They got a lot of events going on.
I have been to events there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're getting really busy and huge. I know there's been a little change of they've closed, I think, and I'm going to say it wrong, I think they closed the Daytona one or maybe it was north anyways. They've closed one location, and then they've had a switch of some people. Some people are back, and they're making some really, really positive changes, I hear. But they're doing their hog. I turned my phone, sorry. Let's get back there. Okay. They're doing Space Coast Harley-Davidson is on December 7th. They're doing their grill and chill. I love this, though. Free beer, free burgers, free dogs, and lots of stuff to win.
Wow.
So whenever you see free, you'd think that a bunch of people would show up for that. I know that the guys that ride Harleys, I'm telling you, they're great with the Toys for Tots, getting kids presents for the Christmas. So I hope that everybody stops in there. They've also got on December 14th their second annual Christmas Wonderland. And again, you can give them a call, and they're going to give you all the information at Space Coast Harley-Davidson in Palm Bay. We have also just one more thing. We've got at the King Center, we've got loads and loads. I know you've been to the King Center.
Oh, you know I
for
have.
For concerts. So they've got all kinds of things happening there. Have you been to the like Classic Rewind?
I have not. I do. Last one I went to was ZZ Top.
Was ZZ Top? Oh,
they were
no,
incredible.
It wasn't really ZZ Top.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes, except for the bass player, but
okay.
He's replaced and he was the tech. So, yes,
okay,
they are.
So it was
ZZ
the
Top,
actual
yes.
ZZ Top. So they have these grilling and chilling. It's called Party on the Patio. They're doing some renovations out there. It's grilling and chilling. They've got kicking chicken sandwiches, sizzling sausage, Italian sausage with peppers. Haven't had that in a while. Mom said eat your veggie sandwich. But they've got Nurse Blake. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what Nurse Blake is. Shock Advisory Tour. I hear that it's a really good thing to see. That's on December 3rd. It's called Live Nation Nurse Blake. They've also got... who knew? The Little River Band's coming back. Matt Matthews, Frankie Valli, and the Happy Together Tour. So keep up with the King Center. Keep up with the King Center Live. And I know Chicago's coming there. I think I've seen them there. But I like concerts there. Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my brother did the guitar on that album. That was one of his. But anyways... lots happening in town.
Coco Playhouse.
I told you we're going to talk about Coco Playhouse in a second because you went and saw Charlene's Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Have you seen that?
I've been there. My daughter used to do their youth program. Stars.
Okay.
Stars. Yeah.
Okay, so they're doing, okay, so we might as well just talk about it now. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's been running pretty much in November, November 29th to December 8th. And that's your last chance to see it at the Cocoa Village Playhouse. I think they're moving like Phoenix or somewhere. But so this is the Stars of Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cool.
It's
the youth. They're doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're doing it on December 16th and 17th. The Nutcracker's there the 20th and 22nd. And It's a Wonderful Life on the 23rd. It is their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Who knew? You can call 321-636-5050, Cocoa Village Playhouse. It's a cool, eclectic place. Hello Dolly's playing, just loads of fun. And
just a
you,
correction on the Rudolph
please.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Jr.
Jr., right. It's
okay.
The Stars of the Future.
It's the Stars of Tomorrow.
It's the Stars of
Tomorrow. For the young kids. And if you don't have a child or whatnot, it's very,
and
very good
to see. And how old are these kids? Are they little?
No, I think my daughter was in it when she was in middle school. So it's like middle school and up.
All the ages, no, they vary.
Oh, it's little too?
They vary.
Elementary? Really?
My niece's daughter is in it, and she's been in it over the past 2 or 3 years, and she's young.
Mm-hmm.
So the ages do vary
mm-hmm.
in there.
And, you know, Scott was
so
a child
good.
Star.
Really?
In California.
Oh.
I mean, he was really on a show, so he's done it all.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
So, and we're going to be, I know I love going to plays at the Henninger Center. So I'm going to be getting with them next week, and we'll find out next time we get together, which won't be next Tuesday. Harley Davidson closed their Titusville one, but the Coco, the.
Yeah, I didn't think they would close
Daytona. Yeah, the Daytona. That's what I said. It was one in the north, but their Titusville location closed, but their Daytona one. I love that we can get this information so quick now while we're on the air, but they've closed Titusville, but their Daytona location is still open. By Bucky's. Hello. I love that Bucky's.
Oh, I've been to Bucky's.
I might have to drive all the way there because that was just the coolest little place to get gas.
I have not been there yet, and I need to go and check it out.
I was so angry at Keith because I told him when he was coming down, I go, you really got to stop at a Bucky's. He would call me like from... You know, the never-ending Georgia, driving through Georgia. And I go, you have to stop at the Bucky's. And if you miss it in Georgia, then there's one in St. Augustine. And then if you miss one, there's one in Daytona. I just went the first time. Got my kids their shot glasses. You know, my little one, 9-year-old, collects shot glasses. So I had to get her a Bucky's shot glass. She drinks her milk out of it. It's all good. Oh, beautiful thing. What else you got happening? You doing anything exciting here in the next week? Besides wisdom teeth.
I know.
That's the worst.
I'm missing some good stuff. Like, I was supposed to be setting the tree up on Monday at City Hall, but now I get to delegate. I get to do all the work to set up and have it ready to go for everybody, and then they're going to do it on Monday.
So what's your actual description? Is it, say, when you took that job and you'll be setting up all the Christmas trees?
It's
where do you
funny,
draw the line?
I
where
know.
Do you draw the line and go, oh, heck to the no, no, that can't
so
be
So I don't get to pick and choose. And sometimes I question, should the marketing and development person be doing that? Like, I have to go to the, do you remember when the kids were in elementary school? Years ago, it used to be called the Hershey Track event.
Okay.
Now it's just the annual track and field event, and the city does it. And my kids were in elementary school every year. I would sit out on that Saturday for hours and get sunburned. Was never prepared. Never thought I'd be there all day. Of course, inevitably, my kid had an event first thing at 8 a.m. and at 2 p.m. So I was always, when my last one went through sixth grade and finished and I did that event, I said, I will never have to do this again. And don't you know, the following year, I got the job with the city.
That's hilarious.
I've been there every year for
Paybacks.
5 years now.
Payback.
Oh, so I give out tchotchkes and
get to
interact
with people.
Yeah,
and I think one time they
asked
me to do like a bazillion sandwiches. I was like, Jimmy John's.
Yes, that's what
we
do.
The credit union had me do 900 sandwiches last year.
Ooh.
900 sub sandwiches, 900 boxes. And it took like the whole West Wing. We lined tables up, four lines.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we had to feed them all in 15 minutes. So they literally came through the door, went down the lines, and we had four, like, all the length with boxes. And that's the funniest job ever, because I know, like, Publix and that, they've got a factory that does things like that. And I'm sure they have automation. I can't believe they'll be doing them by hand. But you have to figure out how you can do 900 sandwiches, put them in your coolers. So they've got to stay temperature. So I figured that one out. We used great Amoroso rolls from the North. And we kept them frozen. We kept the bread frozen, but enough where we could slit them, put the ham and turkey in there, still a little on the cold side, and then, lettuce, tomatoes in the box. But the thing is, we timed how long it would take us. We made 10. Myself and Isis, we made 10 each, and we timed it. And we're like less than a minute a sandwich. Well, when you're at 1 in the morning, you're doing one every 5 minutes. So by 2 in the morning, I'm calling people in going, no, we have to serve by 9. I need everybody get out of bed and come in here because it's taking 6 minutes a sandwich now because we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And but I could still do your events. But yeah, we gotta figure this one out. I can't the 900 sandwiches. Yeah. I don't know. More power to those who love to do it.
It's So we have breakfast with Santa. I have to look up the date because it sells out. I don't even put it up on the social media.
And how about the police doing
the Grinch myth?
The Grinch.
Yes.
See, that's what I mean. It's a Grinch year. They're doing that at the Melbourne.
The
but is that the city?
It's the police department.
It's the police department.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I
know it's outside of Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
What day is that? Do we know? We can give a little shout out for the police, our friends that take care of us in Melbourne.
You know what? It'll be on the police Facebook page. I'm just going to go straight there.
And they always do a good event, and it's for a great cause so that we can get everybody toys this year. And
they do Shop with a Cop?
Shop with a Cop, that's right. Yep. You know, I don't go all out for Christmas. I do not buy my kids a bunch of stuff. I just don't. I don't know why. I buy them stuff during the year, and at Christmas, just bums me out. I can't stand all the, first of all, I don't like unwrapping anything. I don't, last year I literally said, I wish Amazon wrapped presents because everything under my tree just said Amazon on the box.
Oh.
Well, I found out Amazon does
they
wrap.
Do.
They wrap the boxes. But, no, I'm one of them. If I can't get it on, I start shopping for Christmas on the 23rd. I go to Walmart, and if I can't get it at Walmart, my kids don't need it. And, no, I don't spend a lot of money. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. I must be like the Scrooge.
So they have the Meet the Grinch December 6th, Friday, December 6th
okay.
at 4 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m.
Yep. I had that too. Grinch
yeah.
theme. Oh, that's the, I'm doing another Grinch theme.
And then downtown Melbourne, there's the Reverse Christmas Parade.
What does that mean?
I'm going to look. Monday, December 2nd at 5 p.m., Brevard County Law Enforcement collaborates with their annual toy drive, which includes a traveling parade through each city, collecting
wow.
unwrapped toys for families in need this holiday season. The Melbourne leg of the parade is at 5 p.m., beginning at the train tracks and traveling west on New Haven. It's a great opportunity to help those in need and meet Brevard County's finest.
What date was it again?
That is the 2nd of December, Monday,
okay.
December 2nd. And we have Toys for Tots at all of the city's
at all of the
community
locations,
centers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what I love? Because people are filling the boxes. Danny's already given us the little rabbit ears. Today has gone by so fast.
It has.
Just to let you know, I got the Melbourne Municipal Band on Thursday the 5th. And then I've got MCO, the Melbourne Community Orchestra, coming on the 18th and 19th. We've got some cool things coming up, coming ahead. Gina will be back, and we'll be talking about we're going to have Elvis in January. We've got ABBA coming back. We've got the WWE coming back. We've got the Brevard Wedding Association coming
back.
We've got all kinds of things. Stephanie
out
will
there still
be
selling,
back.
Huh?
Yeah, Stephanie is out automating the world and making
needs
everything
to.
Where we don't need employees anymore. I had an employee call out at 5:30 in the morning this morning. Only she didn't call me; she called somebody else. And I was like, "How come you didn't call me?" Well, I let the top know. I said, "Last I looked, I was the top." So. Yep. So we're still having to automate because we can't get employees. Anyways, listen, everybody have a wonderful week. Gina, we will not be back here for 2 weeks.
I'll be
I
here,
hope
though.
You'll be back. Yep. You'll be back, and we'll be talking about what's cooking in the 321. Thanks for chiming in. Don't forget to send a little text that says, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood, and we'll send you out a $25 gift certificate. Bye, everybody.